KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, light rain continues here in Atlantic. We look for cloudy skies today with the light rain to be ending late. There may be some intermittent breaks in between the raindrops. We look for nearly steady temperatures climbing into the lower 50s before slowly falling back to around 40 this afternoon. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. We picked up an additional 2 1/100ths of an inch of rainfall since 7 a.m. for a total thus far of 17 1/100ths. While coronavirus cases worldwide now exceed 100,000 with more than a dozen U.S. deaths, but health officials in northwest Iowa say there's a fine line between being prepared for an outbreak and overreacting. Tyler Brock, Deputy Director of Siouxland District Health, says some people in the area have asked to be tested out of concern they may have contracted the potentially deadly virus.
They're just nervous about it, and they want to know for sure whether or not they have this. So even, you know, symptoms that maybe don't quite line up with the way the disease actually presents, there have been some folks seeking testing that really probably don't need to be tested.
There is a concern about people who have traveled overseas coming into a local clinic. Brock says they had a patient recently who had traveled abroad. That person was quickly moved from the waiting room to a separate area. Brock says 80% of the people who test positive for coronavirus recover fairly quickly.
The vast majority of these cases are mild. And so while we want to be concerned, we want to have that proper level of concern, that balance between, yeah, we're taking it seriously, and yet we're not overreacting to the situation, which tends to make it worse.
On Sunday, state officials announced that the first three presumptive positive cases of COVID-19, the novel coronavirus, in Iowa. All three persons are from Johnson County in eastern Iowa and had recently been on a cruise to Egypt. None have required hospital care, and they are in self-isolation at home. Brock says it's important for Iowans who are returning from overseas trips, especially from countries with major outbreaks like China, Italy, and South Korea, to act responsibly.
The primary thing with folks returning from these countries are self-isolation, self-monitoring. They're not being ordered and, you know, quarantined and that kind of a thing. So it's really just a self-isolate, monitor yourself for symptoms, contact your provider when you think you may have symptoms, and then your provider will kind of take it from there.
Statistics show the median age of a person with coronavirus is 51, with most cases between the ages of 30 to 69. Few, if any, children are affected, with only 2-4% of worldwide cases involving youngsters. The mortality rate is just 3.7%, with most of the fatalities in older adults with respiratory issues and those who have weakened immune systems. Well, three people were arrested on separate charges Saturday in Creston. Authorities this morning said 28-year-old Christopher Keller of Creston was arrested Saturday afternoon at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on charges of interference with official acts, theft in the fourth degree, and driving while barred. Keller was later released on a $3,300 bond. And 24-year-old Shelby Fetters of Altoona was arrested at the Union County LEC Saturday afternoon for driving while suspended and theft in the fourth degree. She was later released on $1,300 bond. Late Saturday night, 43-year-old Jeffrey Johnson of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center for criminal mischief in the fifth degree, and he was later released on a $300 bond. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office Sunday said a woman from southeast Iowa had been arrested last Thursday on an active warrant connected to an attempted murder investigation in Hamburg. 27-year-old Anahi Andrade of Muscatine, the wife of Pedro Andrade, was transported to the Fremont County Jail after having been arrested by U.S. authorities in El Paso, Texas, while entering the U.S. from Mexico. Anahi Andrade had an active warrant for her arrest out of Fremont County for aiding and abetting flight to avoid prosecution. Deputies alleged that she, who was previously advised that Pedro Andrade had an active warrant for his arrest, then assisted him in fleeing the country. Pedro was arrested by U.S. Marshals February 14th in Mexico. Both Anahi Andrade and Pedro are being held at the Fremont County Jail on $100,000 cash bonds. Pedro Andrade faces charges that include attempted murder, a Class B felony, felony charge of willful injury, and a felony charge of flight to avoid prosecution. Officials say on October 19th, they had received a call at around 12:43 p.m. about a male construction worker who had fallen about 60 feet from a catwalk at an above an industrial grain bin in Hamburg and was unconscious. The man was in a coma for about 4 days, and when he awoke, he told authorities that he had been pushed from the platform by Pedro Andrade. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports 33-year-old Michael Arthur Tyson of Albany, Missouri, was arrested March 3rd at the Fremont County Jail on several charges. Deputies allege Tyson, who is an inmate at the jail, brought meth into the facility, concealed it in a body cavity, and then distributed the substance to another inmate on at least two occasions. Tyson was charged with two counts of distribution of a controlled substance, gathering where controlled substances are used, and in introducing intoxicants into an institution. He was being held on a total of $150,000 bond on both of his current cases, and Tyson was also being held without bond for violation of parole for the state of Missouri. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office on Sunday also issued a report on six separate arrests that took place from March 1st through the 7th. On Saturday, 37-year-old Adam Kasurik of Imogene was arrested for OWI first offense. Last Friday, 31-year-old Clayton Parsons of Auburn, Nebraska was arrested in Fremont County for violation of probation. On Thursday, 45-year-old Robert Larson of Shenandoah was arrested for failure to appear in court, and 43-year-old Lisa Ann Costello of Farragut was arrested for violation of a no-contact order. On March the 3rd, 55-year-old Terry Lee Prine of Sydney was arrested in Fremont County for domestic abuse, assault, third or subsequent offense. On March 1st, 48-year-old Scott McCartan Thurman was arrested for domestic assault, child endangerment, and obstruction of emergency communications. Well, the Cass County Conservation Board will hold a full moon owl prowl hike tonight at 7 o'clock at Cold Springs State Park near Lewis. The Conservation Board invites you to come out for a great night hike with unknown surprises possibly in store. A full moon will light the way, and officials say the group will hike and try to call in various owl species that may be in the park tonight. All ages are welcome to attend. Just be sure and dress for the weather. And if there's snow, which doesn't look like there's going to be any snow, snowshoes will be available, so you might as well forget about that idea. A national group is hoping to encourage travelers to visit small towns along the old Route 20 highway with historic designation. But it's no easy feat because it takes cooperation from so many jurisdictions. The road runs through a dozen states from Boston on the east coast to Newport, Oregon on the west coast. The effort is gaining traction in Iowa, where the Historic Route 20 Association has won approval from all 35 cities and towns and 11 of 13 counties along the route. But other states, like Indiana, have issued a moratorium on new historic roads. An apartment building in the Des Moines suburb of Urbandale caught fire and was damaged extensively Sunday morning. A spokesman for the property owner's Hubble Realty, Claire Bremer, said the building in Urbandale's Ashford Ridge complex was engulfed in flames on Sunday. The firefighters contained the fire by Sunday afternoon to a single building in the complex. Of the building's 36 apartments, 31 had been occupied. Dozens of cats and kittens had to be rescued from the building. Bremer said that Hubble is working with Red Cross to make sure everyone is safe and displaced residents have a place to stay. There were no injuries reported. Federal authorities are taking over the monitoring of contamination from a carcinogenic chemical that spread from a factory site in the eastern Iowa city of Maquoketa. The contamination stems from the operations of Clinton Machine Company, which built small engines in Maquoketa from 1950 into the 1990s. The factory used trichloroethylene, commonly known as TCE, which is a degreasing agent. Federal authorities have since determined that TCE is carcinogenic. Authorities have said TCE in groundwater also creates potential for indoor contamination. A Davenport man is in custody on multiple charges, including two counts of attempted murder, following an incident that began late Friday night and ended early Saturday morning. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office said deputies responded Friday to a car on fire near mile marker 226 of Interstate 80 at around 9:50 p.m. When they arrived, they found a 1996 Oldsmobile on fire. The vehicle had been stolen out of Davenport, and it was also learned the car had been involved in an armed robbery earlier in the day Friday in Davenport. Deputies and officers from several agencies searched for the driver for several hours, but without success. Around 5:42 a.m. on Saturday, Iowa County deputies, following up on public reports of a man walking along the interstate dangerously close to traffic, located the subject walking on I-80 near exit 225. When the deputies attempted to make contact, a man pulled out a handgun on officers and ran into a farm field. Several officers from area agencies assisted in the attempt to locate the subject. A few minutes after their initial contact, the same subject fired a handgun at a patrol vehicle, shattering the rear window and nearly striking an Iowa Department of Natural Resources conservation officer and a Johnson County deputy sheriff. The man was able to hide by crawling onto a culvert located within a farm field. An Iowa County Emergency Management aerial drone was utilized to identify the man's location. Tactical officers from the Johnson County Metro CERT, Linn County Sheriff, and Iowa State Patrol then responded to the scene. The man fired another shot in an apparent attempt to keep the officers at bay. The subject also started several small fires in the grassy area surrounding the culvert. Armored vehicles from the Johnson and Linn County Sheriff's offices were used to approach the culvert area, at which time the man surrendered to those officers without further incident. The subject was later identified as 31-year-old Jeremy Lee Crump of Davenport, who's been charged with two counts of attempted murder, two counts of assaulting police officers while displaying a firearm, one count of a felon in possession of a firearm and possession of a controlled substance. He was being held in the Iowa County Jail while awaiting an initial court appearance. Several other agencies assisted the Iowa County Sheriff's Office in handling that incident. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.